The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Rav Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Yevonos Daf Chav Gimel. We are learning the sugyas of gerim, the halachas of family relationships of gerim. We have the halachic definition we discussed at the end of last year. Gerim is gair kikotn shenoy ledami. Halachically, we don't look at a ger as an extension of his biological family. We look at him as having been born again, big gerusoy. By the way, is the idea of him coming out of the mikveh. Mikveh bechlal symbolizes, you see, in the Rambam, the idea of renewal, rebirth, which is why the tvila of the ger is his entrance kilo into another sphere, into another metzius. He becomes a yid. He goes into another reality, and that's why he called him shemela dami. He is another reality. His physical reality is no longer what it was, to the point where there's an interesting suffix in the Achronim, Chalkas Yaakov, others discuss, there's a loch of Isha Katlonis. Isha Katlonis means a woman who had two or three, depending according to which Shita later on, Yevomis, husbands that died. We look at her as a woman who maybe somebody has married her as a bad mazel. I don't know exactly what this means, but there's a musik of Isha Katlonis. A few of her husbands died in maybe even an unusual manner, where we look at maybe it has something to do spiritually with being married to her. What happens if there was an Isha, a Goyisha woman, who a few husbands died on her, literally, and then she was misgayer? Do we look at her that she's still the same Katlonis, still the same Bas Mazel when she becomes a ger? So the Achronim discuss, and they say it could be they have cotton shenel, if Gershon is gaik cotton shenel a dummy, so she becomes a different mitzias. Now, the truth of the matter is that this shaila, even though it's not so negated to us, is discussed in the Gemara later on, Samach Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara wants to know what's this halach of katlonis, the tzad that we just said, which is that mazel gora, maybe it's her mazel, which is going that the husband should die, in which case we would ask her anybody, a third or a fourth husband, for marrying her. We'll add that the other tzad in the Gemara over there in Yevomis Daf Samach Dalet is not that mazel gorem. The halacha of katlonis is not based on a bad mazel, some type of spiritual destiny that she knocks men off. God, women, maybe who could do that? But is that a mazel? Is that a ruchniyistic thing? The other side of the Gemara is that Mayonogram, there's something physically living with her that caused, again, not something we understand, that would cause a man to die. And today we could hear that in terms of serious diseases, that would cause such a thing. That's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant there's some type of spiritual force in the physical reality of living with her that would cause Misa, in which case the Gemara says the Nafkamina is, what happens if he didn't just die from illness? He fell off a tree, he was hit by a truck. That has absolutely nothing to do with his mitzvahs. If it's mazel, so he had a mazel, he was in an accident. So that you could trace to her. But if it's he fell off a truck, or if they were only had a relationship of erusin, so then again, they didn't live together as a married couple, that would not be mayono goram, there would only be tivo goram. It would only be mazel goram. If it's mazel goram, the Achronim say that if this happened by a Goyish woman, so then mazel goram changes when she becomes Jewish. If it's tivo goram, her teva is the same. Interestingly enough, the Chuvas Chassam Sofer says that it's not clear by him that the Yiddish teva is the same as a Goyish teva. The Chassam Sofer, famous Chuva, says that he's matmiya on Yidden following the exact instructions of Goyish medical research. He says it's not clear to him that the same physical reality is shared, the same genetic, and if he's talking about genetics or chromosome, the same, he says it in terms of Teru Mitzvahs. He says it's not clear by him that the physical reality of a Yid is the same physical reality of a Goy. Who says everything that's true physically for a Yid is true for a Goy? So he would say that even Tiva Goram, not necessarily be a Yid, unless sometimes you would only say on somebody who was brought up as a Yid, So mainly his whole physical, biological creation, development, so on and so forth, was in an atmosphere of Torah mitzvahs. Maybe that's what the Chassam Zev is talking about. If somebody's a fresh ger, you're going to say that physically he's still physically the same person. Chassam Zev wouldn't say that scientifically he would be a different type of person. It's interesting. Chassam Zev Benka the Chelkas Yankov is Shoklo V'Toy discusses the Chiddush of the Sefer Derech Pikudecho. In terms of the Derech Pikudecho discusses what would be if somebody was Megayer with Shtei Bonov and they were Mal two sons. Two sons died Machmas Milosin. Halacha is the Gemara says again later on in Sugi in Yevomis. If a person lost two sons, what it has to do is what we call today hemophilia, lack of blood clotting, proper blood clotting. If this machla is muchzik in a mishpacha, and it is familial, today they know that it has to do with recessive genes. If this machla is found to be familial, then we're not going to take a chance and be mal a third brother, because maybe also he would bleed to death. What would be if the two sons died machmas mila bigiusam and then he had another child when he was a ger? Would we say that the physical reality of being meis machmas mila bigiusam would be true also bigiusam? Also again the same type of shayla, would we look halachically at the physical reality katlonis meis machmas mila, like we're saying, as being the same bigiusam bigerusam? There's another sefer, an obscure sefer, Reishis Bikurim, talks about that we find in a Giyoris, Bas Gimel, that Halacha is that according to one shita, later on, the Gemara, on Dav Samach, a Giyoris is not allowed to marry a Kohen. One shita holds that because she wasn't born into a Jewish family, that itself is a Psul Yichus. The other shita holds that it's only because if she was lamala migimel, so she's becheska zoyna. We don't know if she was mezana or not. Every goyish woman, every goyish girl above the age of 3 is halachically besofik znus. In which case, if she's besofik znus, then she can't marry a kohen. She has a din of a zoyna. That's the shita of Reb Shimon bar Yochai. So the Reishis Bikurim has the same type of shayla. If we look at the physical reality of a goy becoming a yid, a gershon is gayer, as a different physical reality, not only a different mazel, a different ruchnistic identity, but a different physical identity, why not say that her status as a zoyna, even if she was violated and she was a zoyna, as a goyisha woman, why not say that changes and now she becomes an ishuk sheru? Obviously, you have to say that the Shem's noose is totally in a physical reality. Does the physical reality change? Not. He discusses the same shayla back and forth. Again, the same type of point of how far do we take this idea of Gershon is Gari Kekotin Shonele Domi. There's another tshuva sefer, Machnechaim. Machnechaim was one of the Gdolei Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer, was one of the Gdolei Poskim in Hungary in the 1850s, in the 1860s, 1870s. And he wrote that all the kinyonim of a ger when he was a goy, that he was koina with kinyonim. There are certain, Maran Bechayus brings certain kinyonim that work for a goy, as opposed to a yid. Certain kinyonim of a yid that don't work for a goy. Kesef, shtar, kesef and meshicha, back and forth. Let's say, whatever the kinyonim are, we're not learning Hilchos kinyonim now, let's say a goy was koina something with a kinyon that works for a goy. And then this fellow, this very same fellow, becomes a ger. He says a chiddush that poka balusoi is the balus is only based on a ma'aser kinyan that works for a goy. Now that he's a ger, it doesn't work. This is a tremendous chiddush. Chor the ma'aser kinyan is only the means towards defining this chayfetz as belonging to him. He was kind of a horse, a cow, with a ma'aser kinyan that only works for a goy. Now that it's the goy's, now that it belongs to this person, it belongs to him. The fact that the Maisa Kinyan is not ro'oi for the status, halakh status that he has now, would change the halakh, is a tremendous chiddush. The place that he says is like Rabbi Goy Shekhan Chomet. He had a case where a goy, they picked the wrong goy. The goy was too frum, Maybe that's why they picked him. They wanted a goy with an appreciation. The goy was Megayer on Chol HaMoed. How do you like that? They had a case where a goy was Megayer on Chol HaMoed. So they wanted to know. The Chometz belongs to him. The Chometz doesn't belong to him. The Chometz does belong to him. Now it's Chometz Shalva Lava Pesach. It belongs to a Yid. Maybe he has to sell it before he becomes Yid. Does he have a right to sell it? All true and back and forth. One of the solutions that he discusses is that if the kinyan that the goy made to be kind of the Chometz before Yom Tov on Erev Pesach was a goyish kinyan, now it doesn't belong to the goy anymore. That's what's discussed back and forth. There's another truva from Rav Itzel Lapanovich who clearly argues on this chiddush. The status of momen, of goy to a yid, of goy becoming a yid, doesn't change. The gershon is gair kakotin shenoy ledami, Rav Itzel Lapanovich says, is a defining factor in family relationships. A gershon is gair has different relationship. It comes b'mechitzas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his only relative, Hashem u'nachlosoi. That becomes his family. As far as possessions, kinyonim are concerned, to say that there's a halachic difference, a goy to a yid, when he becomes a yid, Rabbi Tzlo Panovich rejects that out of hand. There is a halach in Evin Ezer, Kufay and Ches Sifyutes, that a goy that was Baal, Eishis Ish, the Trumas Hadeshin says, well, what happens? A Jewish woman, Rachman, was not with a goy. Unfortunately, not something that can happen. A Jewish woman, she was, a woman was traditional. She didn't get a get, she wasn't religious at all. She didn't get a get from, let's make the story real in a way that could work. A non-religious Jewish woman who was married to a Jewish man did not get from him a get. She has a din of an eishes ish. She then gets divorced from him in a civil divorce proceeding. Marries, unfortunately, a goyish man. Not, unfortunately, an uncommon scenario at all. She marries a goyish man. They live together for years. Then she becomes a little bit more interested in her as to now unknown Yiddishkeit. She starts attending seminars. He's interested with her. She wants to become more religious. He is interested in becoming a Yid. He's excited by the thought of Yiddishkeit. And they decide to explore together. And lo and behold, to their horror, shock, whatever you want to call it, they find out that the halacha is that she halachically is still married to her first Jewish husband. He has a din of a Baal Leo Barais. She right away has to be purged from him. She has a din of an Eishes Ish. Before tracking on the first husband, she gets a get. What's the halacha of a woman who is Mizana? And Lagabi the Baal, the halacha is she's Asura. We learned in the first paragraph of Yevamos. She's Asura Labal, she's Asura Labal. L'chair, she can't stay married to this fellow who accompanied her husband, her second husband, the goyish husband, her Irish Catholic husband that accompanied her in her journey to rediscovering her Yiddishkeit, and now he wants to embrace Yiddishkeit and become a ger. L'chayre, he can't live with her anymore. He can't be married to her. He's the boyel that was bo aleo. So this is a shell that's discussed in Evin Ezer. The halacha over there is from the Trumas Hadeshen that acha gerusoi is mutter. One of the tzadim is if he's katan shenel dami, his familial relationships, which in this case not familial, but his as far as relationships are concerned, he does not have a relationship with her as a boil. He's katan shenel dami. This would be another example. Again, is the getter of a boil, the definition of the boil, the reason why he's also is because there's a relationship there, a boil that cannot be consummated as a relationship of a husband and wife. That's open for conjecture. That's one of the tzadim to be mazbe the Trumas Hadeshen that's brought over there in Evin Ezer, Kufay and Ches. A gershon is gai legabi pruvu has also an interesting halacha. If he had begiusoi children, the halacha is he's mekayim the mitzvah gam begerusoi, even though he's not related to his children anymore. Imagine that. He produced a family, has five children, five blonde-haired, blue-eyed, goyisha, pure-blooded goyisha children. He now, in his 60s, discovered Judaism, he's converting, he becomes Jewish, he's marrying a Jewish woman. Now, the shaila could be a real shaila. He has a goyisha family, he becomes aware there's a mitzvah pruvu. Obviously, his first choice would be to marry a woman. He has a close relationship with his children. They keep up with him. They respect his decision to become Jewish. His first choice would not be to marry a woman of childbearing age. He's in his 60s. Does he have a chiyuv, or does he have a responsibility to try to marry a woman or to make a shtadlus, to bring children into the world to be mekayim mitzvah? Hey, the halacha is that he's mekayim the mitzvah of pruvu. It's a machlokes rishonim. Let's say they were not mekayim, like we just said. The case where it's clear in the Gemara that there would be a mitzvah would be if they were megayir. Now, it's interesting, because if a brother and a sister are megayir, they're not brother and sister, but they're allowed to be married to each other. Gersh is guy katan shenel adami. A father is megayir. The children that are in their 30s were also megayir. Recently, there was an article someplace about a whole family in rural Tennessee that went through such a process. The mother, the children, the siblings, they're not related to each other anymore, al-pi halacha. Still, the halacha is, he's mekayim a mitzvah pruvu. He's Jewish, and he has Jewish children. He brought them into the world, they're Jewish, he's mekayim the mitzvah. What happens if they weren't megayim? There is a machlokes rishonim. It's a machlokes the Rambam and Tosfos. Not clear what the understanding of this inyan is. If they're halachically not necessary for them to be his children, because even if they were all megayim, they're not halakhically his children. So why, even if they're goyim, let him be mekayim the mitzvah? Not clear. The children have to be Jewish. You're only mekayim the mitzvah, even if they're not your children halakhically, but they themselves have to be Jewish in order to be mekayim. The gedar advarim is not clear, but it is machlokes Rambam Tosfos. And like we said, would he have to make, well, I don't know if he's in his 60s, what happens if he's in his 40s? He wants to marry a Jewish woman now in his new life. Would he have to make a shtadlus to have children? If he has a chiyuv peruvu, he definitely would have to. If he doesn't have a chiyuv peruvu, so if he wants to have Jewish children, fine, because it's an eight. But he doesn't have to. Maybe there's an Indian mekayim a mitzvah l'shev is b'ro, like the Gemara says later on. But there's no chiyuv peruvu, he would not have to make a concerted effort in that direction. We'll just say over one more interesting maramokim, the Maral and Pashas Vayigash, famous maramokim that's often misquoted, and it's worth clarification. It's brought in Agdama the Shev Shmaitzer, where he says, he discusses the mitzvah of being boichel mishpach seyem, where Kleisel found that his suer arayis, they were boichel mishpach seyem, and the question is raised by the Mefarshim that if they all stood by Sinai, Gershon's guy could come to Shinoh, Lami, there were no Yisur Arayis. All of Klai Yisrael after Har Sinai were not related anymore to each other. And the Maral says that because the Gerus of Har Sinai was Bikfir, was by force, a Gerus by force does not have the loch of Gershon's guy could come to Shinoh, Lami, and they would be halakhically related to each other, all Yisur Arayis would still apply. It's misquoted, this Maral, as saying, talking about Gerus by force. That's not what the Maral says. Which, guess what's the difference? Gerus by force, not Gerus by force. And anyways, who ever heard of Gerus by force? Force Gerim, maybe a Melech, Yisrael, David HaMelech, could force Gerim, Yoichel, Klein Godel, in times of the second base, Midrash, force Gerim. We don't force Gerim. So what's this halacha? Maral means something else. Maral means, it's very profound, the Maral is telling us, or the Maral speaks it out for those who look inside, the Maral's in the Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash. Maral says over there that why do Rebbein Shem force Klai Yisrael into Gerus by Har Sinai? Normally a Ger is a Goy. It's not his heritage, it's not his reality to be a Yid. It's a decision he made when he enters a new Mitzvah called being a Yid. He enters a new sphere of existence called Yiddishkeit. He's a new Bria. Klal Yisrael were forced into Yiddishkeit. Of course they said Nasa V'Nishma, but they were also forced. How the two shtim, different, leave that for a different discussion. It's both. Klal Yisrael accepted Teru Mitzvahs willingly, and they were forced. Kof Alem HaGigigis. Maral says that's in order to teach us that Yiddishkeit is not something that we choose or don't choose. The reality is all of Klal Yisrael, all of Zerah Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, are created biologically, emotionally, and spiritually. Our genes are created for the Kabbalah's alternative mitzvahs. We were created, and all of Klal Yisrael that was in Mitzrayim were, even if they would say that they weren't Jewish, they weren't halakhically Jewish before Maimon Har Sinai, but they were oymed l'kach only by dint of being a Zer Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Says they were forced in order to, that they should understand that that's a reality in their life. It's not something by choice. It's a reality. Our reality as Avdei Hashem is a physical reality, like having 2 feet, like the law of gravity. You can't choose whether you're a Yid or not. If you come from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that is your physical reality. The lesson, unfortunately, was brought home to us 70 years ago by Hitler Yimach Shemoy. A Yid is a Yid, is a Yid physically, whether he chooses to be a Yid or not. That's the relationship. And by Hitler Yimach Shemoy, all Yidin were the same as far as the gas chambers were concerned, because the physical reality of a Yid is Kodesh Kodoshim, and his physical reality is mechayiv him to live in this world with a connection to the Rebbeinu Shem. Says the Maral that Kof Aleim Haki Gigis doesn't have the Gershon's Gai Kekotin Shanel Adam. It wasn't something new. That was their biological Shoirish. That's where they stammed from, like we say. That was their biological reality, in which case there's no Kekotin Shanel Adam. That's why the halacha is that over there, Baruchel Mishpach HaSem, that's why there was an Isur Arayis, because there was no halachic status of Gershon's Gai Kekotin Shanel Adam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.